Time now for the Trader Bros Fishery Report, brought to you by Strike King. And joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, you couldn't have asked for better weather. I think there was a little bit of wind, but from what I hear, a lot of guys caught fish in the Trader Bros team tournament. How'd it go?
Went really, really well. I'll tell you, the first time that I've ever been a part of running two tournaments at the same time, the weigh-in really went a whole lot more smooth than what I expected. But all that matters is first place, Tony Ustrowski and Larry Vaughn had 23.06 to win it. And there's a good reason why they had 23 pounds. It was also because they had big bass with an 8.40. So you throw an 8-pounder in a bag full of fours and you end up with 23 and change.
Mm-mm.
Second place was Jimmy Buck and Scotty Hartage. They had 18.91. Third was Spencer and Ryan Sheffield. They had 17.87. Fourth was Jeremiah and Joe Kindy. They had 16.69. Fifth was Timmy Poe and Flanagan Fife had 16.32. Sixth was William Lancaster and Marvin Lewis. They had 15.37. Seventh was Jordan Mullinex and Chris Vines. They had 14.94. And from then on, it was a slew of 14s and 13s all the way through 15th place. So really a bunch of fish weighed in, a bunch of limits. Second big bass was Timmy Poe and Flanagan Fife. They had a 5.20. A lot of people caught fish on soft plastics. I talked to Larry Vaughn and Tony Ustrowski. Tony actually got an 8-pounder on a swim bait on a windy point in knee-deep water. So that's a pretty fun fight when you've got an 8-pounder up shallow. The rest of them, Larry told me, they caught basically on soft plastics in 15 to 20 feet of water. I heard Carolina rig an awful lot. Heard swim bait an awful lot. And when I say swim bait, not on an Alabama rig, more like a single type swim bait.
Sure.
On the Live Like Bryce tournament, the second leg of our weigh-in, once again, Tony and Larry entered both tournaments, and they won the Live Like Bryce with 23.08. But what the neat story was, Eddie Walker and Scott Heller only fished the Live Like Bryce tournament. They had 18.19, got second place, but they had an 8.84 big bass as well.
My goodness.
Talked with Eddie at the scales. So he catches an 8-pounder on a floating worm, 8-pound line spinning rod. So that was a fun fight, I'm sure.
I'll bet.
Third place was Blake Livingston and Eddie Livingston. They had 17.90. Ryan and Spencer Sheffield had 17.87. And once again, the rest of it was very similar, 16, 15, 14 pounds. On the youth division of the Live Like Bryce, Cooper Brooks and Tracy Gray won with 12.43. Evan East and Malachi Thornton had 12.20. Aaron Hayes and Blake Stringfellow had 11.96. Big Bass went to Asa Chisholm and Tracy Reed. They had a 4.08. Carson Hamilton and Brad Hamilton got fourth with 10.26 pounds. Live Like Bryce tournament had a great turnout. They had well over 50 boats as well, not counting all the people that were fishing both sides. I think all together we had like 150-something teams to weigh in for the two tournaments. Total money paid in for Trader Bills was $20,600, and Trader Bills paid out $20,800, not counting Tony Ustrowski's Alan Tillery money and all the other bonuses on top of that. So great tournament. A lot of people had a lot of fun, I think, and there were a lot of fish caught.
I guess if you had to pick a particular bait that was causing all this, would you say soft plastic?
Without a doubt, 100%. Most people caught them using either a swim bait or a Texas rig with some kind of soft plastic on it, or a Carolina rig with some kind of soft plastics on it. Yes, I heard spinner bait. Yes, I heard crank bait. I heard every lure in the boat. But consistently, soft plastics in one shape, fashion, form, or another was what caught most of the fish.
I'm kind of curious, since the spawn, I'm not going to say it's over because it obviously is not over, but with some of these fish pulling out and they were catching them out a little deeper?
Yes, on like, for example, Larry Vaughn and Tony Ostrowski's stringer, absolutely. They caught that 1 8-pounder up shallow, but all the rest of them came out deeper. And they were fish that were had already spawned and pulled out. So that's how they caught their fish. Now, there's a bunch of people that did catch them shallow, and I heard a lot of people saying sight fishing, but that's not necessarily what won the tournament.
Wow. Well, it's obvious the big fish are still there to be caught. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Bunch of them.
How long do you think this pattern's going to hold up?
I think you've got still another couple weeks where it's going to be exactly like Saturday for the next 2 weeks, I think. Maybe three. I think that we are at the very beginning of the topwater season. It's just starting to click. And, you know, as the lake warms up, the more that we're going to get into that. So I think we're at the very beginning of topwater season.
All right. Well, what's going on at Trader Bill's?
Big selection of tackle out here, guys, that won the tournament. And, of course, a wobblehead is something that's really taken off in the last 3 years. It's a football shape, half or a three-quarter ounce or heavier head, has a hook on it, a great big hook, and you put a big worm on it and just more or less slow roll it, crank it in. That's what won the FLW last year on Lake Washita, and that's what won Trader Bill's this weekend as well on Washita. So if you haven't ever thrown a wobblehead, evidently you need to check it out. Got a big selection of heads in stock as well, the plastics you put on the back, so please stop by.
Go by Trader Bill's. This area's outdoor headquarters, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. Philip, as always, appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bill's Fish Report brought to you by Strike King.